Pedestrian and bicyclist deaths have been on the rise in many cities, which has led officials in Washington, D.C. to bring back a tried and true method to teach the next generation how to stay safe. Jordan Pasquill from member station WAMU reports.
Thomas Elementary's playground looks like a lot of schools. There are slides and monkey bars. But look down at the asphalt all around it, and you'll see a paint job that's fun and functional. It's full of traffic markings. Kids are navigating roundabouts and bike lanes, speed bumps, and crosswalks. In March, school officials cut the ribbon on what they call a traffic garden.
1, 2, 3.
It's a section of the playground that mimics the complicated streets of the nation's capital.
It is the city in miniature.
That's Ellen Drogan Rogers, a George Mason University professor. She helped coordinate the project and write the traffic safety curriculum.
And I'm sure during free play and recess time, when there are lots of kids out here, it will simulate the traffic of the city pretty well.
The traffic garden idea started in Europe. It reached peak popularity in the 1980s, with more than 3,500 worldwide. The idea fell out of fashion in the decades since, but now it's starting to come back. Two Washington, D.C. schools have them, and more are on the way across the region. Fanula Quinn is a civil engineer. She runs Discover Traffic Gardens, a business that works with kids to design the projects.
So we sort of went through the whole, how do you plan, design, build, get approvals.
Now that it's built, George Mason University professors will observe kids to see how they learn best. Carly Fisher Maltese is one of those professors. She says some kids learn just by reading, but
then our more kinesthetic learners, maybe that kind of learning, you know, takes place more out here where they actually get to put it into practice.
Kids ride balance bikes and learn concepts like who has the right of way, how to stop and watch for others.
I know with my own young children, they don't quite understand the safety, and then you put them on wheels and you're like, ah! So I think this is going to do a real service to the families and the community too.
And since there's no real traffic,
it gives them an opportunity to practice and make mistakes in a safe way.
A $150,000 grant from the District Department of Transportation funded two newly installed traffic gardens and the curriculum. Many jurisdictions in the region have committed to eliminating traffic deaths and serious injuries. The effort is known as Vision Zero. Here's District Transportation Head Jeff Marudian at the ribbon cutting.
Projects like these are important because we know that children are among the most vulnerable users of the roadway.
Children are less likely to be seen by drivers and more often seriously injured by vehicles than a larger adult. Nationwide, kids under 18 made up the highest percentage of pedestrian traffic deaths. District officials hope more people will walk and bike in the future to take the strain off roads, but people will only do that if they feel safe. The bulk of the Vision Zero effort goes towards creating better infrastructure, like more protected bike lanes and roads with slower speeds.
But some of the other really important pillars are evaluation, education, and enforcement.
Greg Billing, director of the Washington Area Bicyclists Association, has wanted traffic gardens in the area for years.
We can all remember learning the traffic rules in driver's ed, but you're 16. You're using the transportation system from day one.
Supporters of the project say the traffic garden lessons get kids familiar with safety and learning how to be a responsible road user before they jump on their first bike or get the keys to their first car. For Here and Now, I'm Jordan Pasquill.